For calling customer care, my name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
92117.
192. Repeat it one more time. I'm sorry.
92117.
92117. Thank you. First and last name.
Oh, my last name is for the BAAC.
Be your first and last name?
No, my last name is for the B. B as boy, A as apple, and C as kid.
Thank you. Do you have an account with us, sir?
No, I'm not sure. What kind of company is this? My credit card will charge some amount. I don't know what it is.
Well, we have more than 300 companies, several more than 300 lines.
Oh, you have many, many things in your under your line?
We have more than 300 companies and more than 300 lines, yes, sir.
You have many? No, because I was checking my credit card. I'm out of country on vacation, and then my credit card will charge the $56.95. It says, T. Mayo Creative Standings, and you have your telephone number, and I guess it's this is a Michigan number, yes? So I don't know what is this is about. So I gave you a call before I called my bank. I want to see making sure before I cancel this transaction. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here with you. So I'm not pulling any order under your first and last name. Could the account be under a different name?
No. My last name is spelled with a B as boy, and then A as apple, and C as cat. That's my last name. And then my zip code is 92117.
Thank you.
And then it says offer ID number or something. In my account.
Where are you getting that? Okay, no, that's...
Oh, it says, I'm not sure what this comes
from. No, I don't need that number.
Okay. So do you know a company named Timayo Creative Standings?
I cannot provide you with no information, sir, until I have an account pulled up, because we have more than 300 companies. Okay, what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
My shipping address is 3024 Beachwood Bluff Way, San Diego, 92117. Yes, nobody's at home, so we shouldn't have ordered anything.
Okay, so I see here an order was in on March 21st for $7.95 for our tablet. Do you recall placing that order?
So I canceled the order. So they revert my credit, and then everything should have been canceled. That's what it was. So it was never canceled. So it was canceled.
When did you cancel?
Long time ago.
Long time ago.
I can't
provide me with a date.
Yeah. Okay, let me give you the date. Okay, that's what it was. Okay, hold on. Okay, let me give you a date. And then they credit me the account. Okay. Okay, let's see.
Now, on our side, we have not credited you nothing, sir.
Oh, you have not credited me nothing? Okay.
No, sir.
I'll show you. You said $7 something?
The initial order, yes, was then $7.95.
Oh, $7.95? Beyond the Cree something?
On what?
He says $7.95. March 22nd?
Yes,
21st. He was not credited. What is this about?
For the tablet.
So I ordered a tablet?
Yes, it shows that you placed the order on March 22nd for a tablet. When you place that order, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel in your trial, automatically you get billed the $125 vouch monthly discount package. The $125.
No. So can I cancel this?
Yes, sir. I go ahead and cancel the account to prevent all future charges. As a customer courtesy, because I think the terms and agreements were overlooked, I can apply a 50% refund of the charge that was done for April 27th.
No, I haven't received nothing. So I'm going to call my credit card company and then...
The item shows it has already been delivered to your address, the one that you just provided me on file. So you filing a dispute... tablet.
So you're going to charge me how much?
I can apply a 50% refund of the charge that was done for the $56.95 and get your account canceled.
Okay, do that for me.
The 50% refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. You'll receive an email confirmation stating that your account is canceled. Do you have any additional questions today?
Okay, it's a $7.95 is taken off too?
Automatically, that charge is valid, sir, due to terms and policies.
So what I'm stating,
I'm issuing you a 50% refund of the $56.95 and getting your account canceled to prevent all future charges.
Okay. And then how about the tablet? So who do I return it to?
The tablet, we have a no return policy, sir. Even though I'm processing you this 50% refund, we still have a no return policy. If you return it back to us, it will get sent back to you.
Okay. So I just keep it for whatever price that correct. I paid so far. Okay.
Yes. Okay. You receive an email saying that your account is canceled. Is there something else I'll be able to assist you with?
You know what? So you're charging me long time ago, $56.95 too, long time ago. So look, this is how much you've been charging
you're
me every
not
month.
Getting billed for the tablet, though. You're getting billed for the membership of the $125 gift card that has been sent out to your email. For the $56.95, you're getting $125 gift card that has been sent out to your email. So you need to go back to your email. It's a gift card so you could shop in our stores for all kind of gadgets.
Wow. So can you refund? You've been charging me $56.95 in March 28th too.
No.
You've been charging
for
me every
April
month.
27th. The initial charge was done on March 21st. For $7.95, you were billed after your trial expired on March 26th. Your trial expired. So we billed you for the membership on March 27th for $56.95. And then now for April 27th, $56.95. What I'll do, I will process you the full refund for April charge for $56.95.
How about March charge?
I will have to send you over to a supervisor so they can assist you with that, sir.
Well, this is a... Yeah, because I'm not going to use your gift card. I'm not
even
going to
if you
nothing
didn't use... And the reason why you're getting billed for that is because you did not call in your trial. As long as you call in your trial, you would have never got billed.
Okay. So I'm not going to use it, so can you cancel all my, refer my charges?
I'll get your account canceled, and I could process you a refund of $56.95 for April 27th.
How about March 28th?
I'm going to send you over to a supervisor, sir. Give me one moment.
Okay.
moment. Real moment. Real moment.
Okay.
The only thing that I could recommend is every time that you place the order online is to go over the terms and policies, or you will know what you are agreeing upon, sir.
Well, usually I think I don't use crooked sites. I try to use like Samsung site, Amazon site. I don't go into special sites usually.
Oh, when even though you place an order online, every time you place an order online, you have to go over terms and policies, or you won't know what you are agreeing upon.
So this $7.95, what is this?
For the tablet, sir. For shipping and handling for the tablet.
I don't need a tablet.
I don't know.
I have a tablet already.
I understand that you have a tablet already, but you placed order for the tablet. So I don't know why you did it. I can't tell you. I can't tell you why you did it. Like, I'm not the customer to know why the customer did this order.
Oh, okay. So so April charge is canceled, and then my membership is canceled. For March,
yes.
I have to speak to supervisor, yes?
I'm going to transfer you over to a supervisor, so give me one moment.
Okay. Okay.
Real moment.